Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin. Now, in our last podcast, we talked about Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the point that you're the stats man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, I'm giving you that title. Now, I don't know how your brain ticks over, but I imagine that you sometimes have trouble sleeping. And these stats just come to you, because I know that you've got some other stats that you want to share, some about football.
Well, the thing is, I'm glad that my mind ticks over. That means I haven't quite reached the senior age of forgetting.
Well, we don't know how it ticks over.
Well, look, the thing that really amazed me about this year's SNFL Grand Final is...
the Tigers.
Yeah, it was really pleasing that Glenelg won. They broke a 33-year drought and they actually controlled the game. They kicked the first five goals of the game. They led 4-1 to 3 points in the first quarter, and they kicked the first goal of – actually, they kicked the first goal every quarter, and that sort of laid the foundation for the 28-point win. But they were never really threatened, although there was a time in the third quarter
– it was not a high-scoring game, was it?
No, it wasn't. The SNFL doesn't tend to be that high-scoring nowadays, but the ferocious tackling and the team player of Glenelg sort of held the ball in quite a bit, and they sort of starved Port of their freedom to sort of get out a little bit, and they were just disciplined all game. Port weren't able to break the shackles, and that's the reason the scores were so low.
There's a lot of support for Glenelg. I know you were at the game. I wasn't, but I know prior to the SANFL Grand Final, there was a lot of support for Glenelg. But everyone you were talking to wanted Glenelg to win.
Well, right behind me, I had North Adelaide supporter, Sturt supporter, Glenelg supporter. I'm a Central District supporter, and there was others, and they were all barracking for Glenelg. And the funny thing is, my wife said to me, it sounded like I was barracking harder for Glenelg than I do for my own team, you know, in the minor round. But then again, Central's didn't give me a lot to yell about.
Well, they
this
have
year.
In the past, and I'm sure they will in the future. But I think, I certainly just felt I wanted them to win after a long drought. And I think, again, Port Adelaide, who I have no issue with, but I think the AFL teams coming into the SANFL and all the things going on there has probably led to people thinking we really get behind Glenelg for the win.
Look, absolutely. A couple of the highlights of the game is the one time that Port Adelaide looked really threatening was the third quarter, and they kicked three goals, but so did Glenelg. The captain... Cam Sutcliffe, he kicked all three goals for Port, and he looked like he was a man possessed, and, you know, you had to stop that guy, otherwise he was going to grab the Magpies by the bootstraps and get them over the line. But fortunately, Glenelg sort of, you know, continued to answer all the goals.
That goal from Marlon Motlop, is that right?
Yep.
From the boundary where he stepped, or sold a dummy, stepped past the player, banana kick from the boundary. That was I saw that on the highlights on TV. That was an amazing goal. Well, what quarter was that?
I think it was the second quarter, or early in the third quarter. Look, to be honest, I haven't digested it, you know, properly. I haven't seen the replay or anything like that. But the one thing I will say is he kept the ball close to the boundary and kept it in. His body went out, but he managed to keep the ball in, danced around the opponent, sidestepped another one, and then banana the ball through for goal. It was electric. The whole crowd just rose as one. It was sensational.
And it seemed like a good-sized crowd too.
Yeah, 39,000. Yep. So, yeah, it was one of the bigger ones over the last decade or two. Josh Scott also kicked an absolute brilliant goal. There was a little bit of pressure on, and he had the ball in a pack, and it did a quick kick out of the pack, and it went through, wobbled through for goal. And it was just one of those goals that was telling. It settled Glenelg at the time, and it gave them the impetus to fight on, the belief. And it was those two magic goals were just awe-inspiring.
Well done, Glenelg. Good, great win.
But we have to mention veteran Matthew Snook for Glenelg. He got the Jack Odie medal, so well done to him. And it's probably a little bit fitting that Robert Odie, that's Jack's son, he passed away through the week, and... Robert's daughter sort of presented the medal on the day.
That's nice.
So that was really a good touch, I thought. And they gave a tribute to Robert, well-deserved, and sad loss for football.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, it's part of life, isn't it? And we lose legends every year.
Yep.
And they've contributed, and then that's part of the game and part of life.
Now, my stats.
Your stats.
Now.
What stats have you got for us
Well,
this time?
For start, second semi-final winners in the second semi go on to win the premiership like 67% of the time, two out of
That's
three
a good
times.
Percentage.
Yeah.
So if you're a second semi-final winner, you've got two-thirds of the time you're going to win the grand final.
Yeah, yeah. So, so you know, you, the odds on you winning the premiership after winning the second semi would be, you know, pretty low odds.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you go into the grand final favourite. It's just...
This didn't happen this year, though.
No, well, that's...
Because Port knocked off Glenelg.
Yes. But did you know that the most times a preliminary final winner has won the premiership previous to recent seasons is only about two or three? But do you know how many consecutive seasons the preliminary final winner has won the premiership up to this year?
Okay. I'm a bit slow. Consecutive seasons?
Yep.
Like, including this year?
Yeah, like, for instance, last year North Adelaide did it as well, so there's two consecutive years.
Okay. Well, based on those stats of 67% of people winning or teams winning from the second, I would have to say that it maybe no more than two then, maybe the last 2 years only.
Five.
The last 5 years.
Five in a row. So record. It was a record last year when it was four, so it must have been three previous. So five consecutive preliminary final winners have won the premiership. And here's an interesting stat.
So the last 5 years, five seasons in a row, okay.
And of that, those five preliminary final winners that have won the flag, three of them broke droughts of longer than 25 years. In 2015, West Adelaide, they won their first premiership in 32 years. Then Sturt won 2 years in a row. And then last year, North Adelaide came from the preliminary final to win their first premiership since 1991. That's 27 years.
27 years.
And, of course, Glenelg this year, 33. Now, it's interesting. When you look at teams with a 25-year premiership drought or longer, now that's happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. How many times from those 10 times do you think they've come from the preliminary final?
So 10 teams winning after long breaks, droughts from the prelim.
Yes.
Well, again, if it's 67%, I'm going to have to say three.
No.
Three out of 10 have won from prelim because otherwise...
Would you believe 8 of the 10?
I would not believe that. And one, you obviously did happen.
Yep. And one of them was Central's in 2000 who'd never won a premiership. And the other one was 1973 when Glenelg broke a 39-year and they only lost one game for the season and then they had the epic 7-point win over North in the grand final. But when you look at them, like look at South Adelaide. South Adelaide, 1935, they won their first flag in 36 years, came from the preliminary final. Then in 64, when they went from bottom the year before to top, they came from the preliminary final and broke a 26-year drought. Then you have Sturt. They won in 1940, 26 years to 66, their first of five flags. They lost the second semi, so they had to come from the preliminary final to break a 26-year drought. And then they did exactly the same in 2002. They lost the second semi, won the preliminary final, then beat Central in the grand final to break another 26-year drought. North Adelaide last year, like we said, they broke a 27-year drought. West in 2015 broke a 32-year drought. Norwood, they won in 1950 and did not win another flag to 1975. And Glenelg were red-hot favourites that year. They beat Norwood in the second semi, but Norwood came back, won the preliminary final, and broke a 25-year drought. And then, of course, Glenelg 33 this year. Now, Port Adelaide's biggest drought in SNFL football, premiership drought, is a current drought of 20 years.
So that, some of those are amazing stats because you would think, see, I'm so used to Port being such a successful team, and yet... To think they haven't won a premiership for 20 years seems, I think, hang on a minute. But then you think, yeah, Central's dominated for
12 years,
the last 20 years. And there has been different winners over the last 5 or 6 years, which has been great for SANFL. But even, like, I'm saying, looking down that list as you're talking, like, I mean, teams like Sturt and Norwood and even Glenelg, like, when I was growing up, Glenelg seemed to be one of the hot teams, but... Obviously, they didn't. They made the finals many times, but only won the one premiership.
Well, Glenelg won in 1934, then they won in 73, then they won back-to-back in 85 and 86, and now this year they've only won five flags. But they've been in a hell of a lot more grand finals. Through the from around about 1969 to 1992, they were in, I think, something like 17 grand finals.
That's what I mean, that's my memory of them always being a very successful team.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting statistic. Now, South Adelaide haven't won a flag since 1964. Now, the longest drought of all the SNFL clubs currently playing, other than South, is Port Adelaide. They're 20 years. Every other club, bar Adelaide, that's only been in it, you know, 5 or 6 years, every other club, other than South and Port, have won a flag in the 21st century.
So we need to change our attitude about Port Adelaide, and we need to, everyone to get behind Port Adelaide and start supporting them.
Well, Port Adelaide have 36 premierships in the history of the SNFL, the most, then followed by Norwood with 30. Then you've got to come down to teams like Sturt with about 15, North with about 14, South with 11, and all the other teams in single digits, Central's and West Adelaide of 9. You know, so
I want everyone to start feeling sorry for Port Adelaide.
No, they got 36.
Behind them now.
No, they got 20.
It's been 20 years since.
Well, no, we want South Adelaide, please.
All right, South Adelaide first. Let's hope that. How does South go this year?
Well, they were actually looking at a real chance. They were up there with Glenelg in the first half of the season. But then what happened is the AFL had that mid-season draft, and they took 2 South Adelaide players and 1 Glenelg player, and that really weakened South because South had already lost a couple of ruckmen in their pre-season draft, and then the mid-season draft, they lost another ruckman. So they were really diminished because of the AFL mid-season draft.
And people say ruckmen aren't important.
You're a ruckman, so you'd know.
Okay, so there's the interesting stats. Like, who else is going to be thinking about this stuff?
I don't know. Someone that's sort of into stats.
Okay. Now, what do you think that, like, there must be something going on? Do you think that maybe the team that wins the second semi maybe is a bit overconfident? They think they've got it in the bag, and maybe that losing the second semi is enough as it, you know, really gets people fired up. And, like, I guess if you link that that drought concept, you're hungrier. Like, if you're in that position and you thought maybe you're out of it, you come back in the prelim and you get yourself into the grand final, you've really got nothing to lose, have you? So maybe that really changes their mentality and think, well, this is our time, we've got to make the most of it.
The thing you've got to remember is both teams in the grand final every year have reached the grand final with a victory, so they've got momentum. So there has to be other factors in play here. Now, you win the second semi, you've got plenty of confidence, right? You should be able to sort of have that confidence to hold off the other team. That's usually you're the best team. If you win the second semi, that means you're one of the highest teams and you've got that confidence going in. And the preliminary final winners quite often sort of go in with a lot of confidence, but I think because there's so many of them are drought breakers, I think there's something special in the mindset of those players that they've got that extra little bit to play for because they're trying to break a drought. And I think that's what makes a huge difference.
Well, obviously the stats. Well, we've got 10. Mm-hmm. 10 drought-breaking grand final wins.
From 25 years plus.
From 25 years plus.
And like I said, 8 of them were from the preliminary final, and a lot of those they lost the second semi. So they tasted the second semi. So they've had that experience of playing against their opponent in the grand final. They've gone to the preliminary final. They've regrouped. They've won that. And I think that gives them a little bit of extra confidence. But I think the major difference is they're trying to break a drought. So I think that little bit more incentive gives them a little bit of a 10% further boost. And I think it makes a huge difference.
In this case, it obviously has.
Yep.
Talking about groundbreaking, these stats, Rob, are groundbreaking.
Yes, it's only because the interest in the SNFL isn't as great as it was previously. I'm sure there's plenty of other stack people that would have picked this up.
Well, they're going to be very jealous now that they haven't.
Well, I don't think so. But anyway, so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.